This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. What a glorious Thursday of all days. You want to come over, David? You want to come in and take a sniff of some of my clothes?
No.
Laundry fresh, buddy.
Actually, don't. Boy,
you got to get over here.
Good morning, Mully.
I threw in some fabric softener. I got to tell you, living the dream this morning.
It certainly smells like it, so that's great. I love it. We are all pressed and cleaned and
yes.
All ready to go. Another Thursday following a Bulls loss. Another Thursday looking at the... White Sox loss and the Cubs win.
Didn't they draw? Or I forgot what happened.
Last night was a little bit of everything last night, though.
Did they play during the day? Didn't they have a draw? Did I miss that?
I don't. The Cubs? No, the Cubs are still rolling. Cubs are still rolling right along.
Unbeaten.
They flew the T yesterday.
Yeah, they flew the T.
The tie.
They did not lose.
Yeah, they did not lose.
They are without a loss this spring
training.
They
rallied with 3 in the 8th.
Yeah.
And it's 4-4.
Undefeated. Never lost.
I wondered what that was, the freshness that we walked into the studio with. I didn't want to ask.
Man,
these are not things you want to ask.
You know, I have enough clothes.
Did you wash your clothes today?
I didn't. No, it wasn't like I was unclean. But this, the stuff I'm wearing right now is fresh out of the wash. I did 2 loads of wash yesterday because we got our washer and dryer replaced.
Awesome.
It would be awesome. I don't understand why we had to replace the dryer. Apparently, they're like 10 years old. You got to change everything and you got to do it. You need to have it look right, whatever. My wife said, I wonder where they're taking that. And I said, that guy's taking it to his house. I mean, that thing's still working fine.
Well, you know what, though? Some of those guys, if they can get the washer out of the house, they deserve to keep
it. Oh, my God. That was the hardest job around.
So right. These guys are like Houdini. They should go straight to the job site, to the stage, because they're able to maneuver. And can you get that out of there? No, I'm going to have to remove your wall. And then,
I mean, how do they do it? And we have our laundry on the second floor. Which was dead handy.
Well, that's a mistake.
No, it was really handy.
That's
when
a mistake. Every time
when the kids were little.
But every time you wash and dry, you got to walk upstairs?
No, you just got to get out of your bedroom and throw it in.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I see.
So the kids, when they were little, man, it was like the greatest thing ever. Because you didn't have to go collect clothes.
I could see that.
Go march down the stairs and do the routine I did my whole
life. Although these guys, though,
they broke their rear ends.
They have the strongest backs.
There were 2 guys, and I'm looking at them like, should I jump in and help? Or
no, you need to get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
You could offer because you feel bad because, oh my gosh.
I did feel bad.
How could you support that on your back? What an angle. Great leverage.
I know.
Those guys look like they could squat 405 pounds.
I mean, seriously. That's right. Yeah. Speaking of Ben Johnson, he brought my new washer in on his back.
Was that what he did in college?
He could have.
Did he have a job?
That's pretty, What an odd thing to kind of get out of a guy, but he did. He could squat 405. When's the last time you squatted?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time.
That was when you were competitively lifting.
That's
when
I was back in my powerlifting days.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You still got your weight belt, David?
I don't have my weight belt. I do have the same weights I've had since I was like 14 years old.
I do too. I don't have them. They were in my parents' garage, but yeah, I've got my dad fabricated a squat rack back in the day. And I had the big blue couple weight belts hanging from that squat rack.
That's hysterical.
Do you still have the weight belt?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's a picture.
Two weight belts.
That's got to be a picture. We should take that picture and put it on our Twitter page as the cover photo. That would be awesome.
Do you ever see, do you know this guy, Anatoly? Have you ever seen these videos? They're on the Instagram maybe, or they're just these videos of this guy who pretends to be a cleaner. And then there's giant weightlifters there. And the guy, as it turns out, is a competitive weightlifter. He's unbelievably strong, but he just looks like a skinny guy. So he's in workman clothes and stuff, and he's got this mop that weighs 70 pounds. And then he will be like, hey, guys, do you mind if I just attempt to lift that? And they're all laughing at him and telling him, no, you're going to hurt your back. Come back in 3 years. And then he just, it's unbelievable.
Because he's really cut.
Underneath his thing, he's just a human muscle.
A lot of people are
that. Yeah, there are
very unassuming.
And I think your guy, Ben Johnson, if he could squat 405, that's pretty good for a professional coach who's kind of a skinny, lean-looking dude.
He is lean. If he's squatting 405, no more nerd jokes.
Oh, who made the nerd jokes?
It's not that big of a deal. 405.
Says you?
Yeah,
I took the 405. never mind.
I mean, yesterday did he do it, or in his life he did it?
Well, I think we're talking about current, right?
I need a little clarification. Ever?
Oh, we should have Ben Johnson on just to get him clarified. He's doing a lot of talking.
Yeah, he's under 40.
He's under 40.
So, he still has.
Did he do it in his 20s, his teens, or his 30s?
Or yesterday.
Or yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe yesterday.
Still in his 30s.
That
would be impressive.
Hard he's hitting it,
405 in his late 30s would be impressive.
Do you think he picked the Bears because of Caleb Williams? Do you think he picked the Bears because of Chicago? No, he picked the Bears because Hallis Hall has a 6th rated weight room.
That's exactly
in the NFL.
Right. It's the weight
ding, ding, ding,
room.
Ding, ding, ding.
Come on. That's why.
They were.
Survey says.
6th.
This is Ben Johnson's dream.
Yeah.
He can grind tape for 10 hours a day. Then he can go down and throw weights around for another 6.
Pretty
then he can go home.
That's what they do there. I mean, they do. They
guys, just lift and
guys
watch
work
tape.
Out all the time. They're in the building, basically. You just kind of sleep on a cot in your office.
I think if you work there, you get a lifetime membership for $50.
To the
or is that here?
If I had a guess, Olin probably warms up with 405.
It's here.
Okay.
Well, he's not Olin Krutz.
Nobody's saying he's Olin Krutz.
Olin warms
he's a walk-on college quarterback squatting 405 as an NFL head coach. That's something.
Again, did he do it when he was 17 or 37?
Wow. I didn't think that would be unimpressive to you.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm surprised that Dustin is not impressed, but that's Dustin.
Didn't say I wasn't impressed. I'm asking a question. I'm looking for clarification.
I mean, now that
much
we
more
know,
impressive at 37 than 17.
Dustin's
going to, we're going to have Ben Johnson in here one day in studio, and Dustin's going to be sitting in there, and he's going to be texting us these little questions that he has come up in the chat, and one's going to be like, what'd you bench in high school?
If we get Ben Johnson in studio, I will bring my barbaric weight set that I still have. I got about 600 pounds sitting in my parents' garage. I'll bring it in and we'll see what he can do.
A lift off.
That's so funny.
Can we take him down to 8, David? Could we take him? Do they got a squat rack at 8?
Oh, they got
a squat rack
on the 8th floor. They got all the things. Yeah, as they renovate the Prudential Building. weight facility, workout area.
The workout room is in the other building.
Yes.
But they're redoing it.
Temporarily, it's on the eighth floor here.
So they moved it to the eighth floor.
One floor down.
Very impressive.
It is.
Like there are offices, and like you could open a door to an office, and there's just a tread, you know.
It's like, hello. I have my 10:40 meeting.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be on the treadmill while I do it.
Yeah. I'm going to be on a Zoom call.
In between, I have some dumbbells to lift.
It's unbelievable. Literally, there's like a room with nothing in it.
It's very corporate. But there's an office. There's literally offices.
Yep.
There's a business there. And you go down four more doors, and I'm walking in there, and that's where you get on the treadmill, and you lift weights.
It's hilarious.
So it's very convenient. And if Ben Johnson were ever to be here.
It's temporary. At the end of
temporary. Yeah, it's temporary.
They'll be moving back.
Yeah, they've done a great job with it.
And as we have said many times, the problem with downstairs is there's no shower. Because they couldn't just put a shower in, but they at the gym on the other side, where we are $50 for life.
Yep.
You could, if you were, you know, running late and you had to go to a funeral or something, just bring your suit, run over and take a shower.
That sounds really specific.
I've done that before.
There was never a big boss on the eighth floor here that had a shower in his corner office?
Have you been to the eighth floor?
I don't think so.
No.
They cleared out the eighth floor.
It's pretty Spartan.
And it's like this wide open.
Yeah.
It is super cool.
Were we on 12 before we came to 9?
We were on 12 in this building, though. We've always been in... Prudential 2?
Yeah, Prue 2.
But in the Prudential building, there is the 12th floor has been kind of, they kind of gutted the whole thing. There's like a hidden bathroom there that's pretty good. There's like the whole workout area where you're literally overlooking Millennium Park while you're
it's a very good setup for exercise.
And don't they do like yoga classes and stuff?
They do a lot of classes.
Yeah.
They have it all going on. And Ben Johnson's always welcome. He wants to come work out. Lift with Ben.
We come in here, we talk to him, we interview him, and then we walk over and we load up 405 pounds and we say go, Ben.
I bet he's one of those guys that could run forever.
He looks like it.
Yeah, he looks like he could keep out. I bet he runs a couple 5Ks, 10Ks.
And Dustin, when you said like no geek jokes or no, what did you say? No nerd jokes. That's not him. That's the guy in Carolina. Have you seen the new general manager that beat
that's
out Ian
Jacksonville?
Jacksonville.
But people have made
they blend together in my mind.
The math nerd jokes they have attached to Ben Johnson at times.
Oh really?
But nobody's going to be calling him anything except for coach.
Yeah, the greatest.
If he's squatting 405,
the greatest
at 39
muscle,
years old.
Greatest muscle in his body is connected to his brain. That's the key. The guy, never mind what he lifted in high school, he aced the ACT, 36 on the ACT.
And he's not 40 years old yet, is he?
No, he's not even 40.
He's going to motivate me now to get back on the squat rack.
That's really impressive that
Doesn't
he's got that kind of hold over
that
you.
That sounds like a man buckling his back. That sounds like...
I don't like the thought of that,
get
though.
Get three screws and a plate so Dustin could stand again. That's what it sounds like.
I don't think that's a good idea, Dustin. Yeah,
sounds like you could hurt yourself, buddy.
You can lift weights and you can stay fit and lean and tone, and you don't have to squat.
Yeah, you could bench a little bit.
It's an unnatural thing.
It's a fantastic exercise for your core. It's like it basically goes from chest to your ankles.
I'm aware, Dustin. I'm not like a newbie here, but I do think that it hurts.
The squat,
I do think it would hurt my back.
I think the squat days are over, brother.
Yeah, squat days are over.
Being honest with you. Or, you know what's really good is like kind of you can lift all you want, just lighten the weights a little bit.
I don't think I've gotten on a squat rack in 2 decades at least.
Yeah, well, that's why, you know, maybe start with.
But I'm saying Ben Johnson might have just motivated
55,
me.
55, 60 pounds.
Ben Johnson's got a lot of people motivated. She had a good week down there in Indy.
He's been great.
And it's not over yet. They got, who's working out today after the kickers and punters worked out yesterday? I don't know. Who's on the agenda today?
I think the old linemen are they today or tomorrow?
Old linemen are this weekend.
End of the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, this question I wondered, I got the answer to it. The answer is yes, and I wondered yesterday, kickers and punters run the 40?
Do they?
Yeah, I wondered that, but they do apparently. Why would they at the combine? Why would you care what your kicker's 40 time is or your punter's 40
Why
time
Why would you
is?
Care what your offensive guard's 40-yard time
is? Well, that's different.
Is.
That's different. You need to pull really. Sometimes.
A more different interested sport, in the cone drill. But along those lines, I don't know if you were doing a lot of reading yesterday about Kyle Teal. We had fun. We played the home run, the noise. Apparently, after that happened, he spent a lot of time. He was interviewed by the entire Japanese media corps, and he's now become sort of an international man of mystery as a result. But I read Scott Merkin did a story about him, you know, just out of that funny thing, and you got a great lead of him taking Roki deep and all that. But and on the backfield, like, they don't run bases. You know? And I guess players are coming by and making jokes about it. It's a simulated B game. But he talked about how he's been improving his speed. He's a catcher, and he's been working on improving his speed, and he wants to get faster, and he's improved like all of his times over the offseason.
Well, he's an excellent athlete.
He basically says that people now want catchers to also be, as you say, an excellent athlete. It's no longer get the guy with the squatty body behind the plate. You know, he can keep the ball from getting to the wall. It was just pretty funny. It made me kind of chuckle.
You see what he
myself.
Did there, Dustin? You see what he did there? All roads lead back to Kyle Teal.
No, I didn't do
he's
that.
He's going to be the guy.
I'm saying that everything triggered exactly what we're talking about
Kyle
with the
Teal
combine.
Reference. He is a strong man, Kyle Teal, and a good athlete.
A very interesting
I wonder what
person.
Kyle Teal would run the 40 in.
My point is he's gotten faster.
So your on-field workouts today.
There it is. There's the
defensive line and the linebackers.
That's the White Sox highlight.
Defensive line and linebackers?
Are on field today. Defensive backs and tight ends are going to be doing the talking, media
okay.
interviews.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Running backs, quarterbacks, and wide receivers are having their medicals today.
Wow.
The offensive line are having team interviews today.
The whole purpose of the combine, as you have pointed out, the original purpose was because of its proximity to hospitals.
That's right.
And Abdul Carter reminded us last night why it's in Indianapolis, because those medicals are the main reason for all of the attention focused on Indy this week.
The great George Young once told me, the late great George Young, that the combine, he said, when you see players drop in the combine, 9 times out of 10, it has to do with the medicals.
Yeah.
That is such an essential part of it. Not that they're hiding it in the combine and the numbers all matter, but the medicals are where you really figure out, because you look at guys and what you're trying to project is how long are they going to have their career?
Availability.
How long will they hold up?
Yes.
Exactly.
Which is why the news overnight is very sad for Abdul Carter. And shocking in the biggest story of the week, potentially.
Stress.
ESPN, I don't know if it's a stress fracture, but he could require surgery on his foot.
Be 4-week layoff. Apparently, we were told he's not working out because he's got the shoulder thing.
Right.
And the shoulder thing is really did injure his shoulder, but he's not running. He's not doing anything because of the foot. He's got a stress, I guess they're calling it, he has stress in his foot.
It's a stress fracture then.
That's what it is.
If it's a stress in his foot and they're worried about a fracture, it's a stress fracture potentially. And something they're considering with terms of surgery tells you that there's a red flag now suddenly waving wildly in front of the name of Abdul Carter.
It's
a shame.
You get that on your board
it's a shame.
You let that guy go.
And
I mean, this is for sure, well, maybe not for sure, but he was going to be either the first player taken or the first defensive player taken. I think that changes now.
Certainty. Well, certainly was going to be. This news changes everything, and everyone's got to reevaluate. We'll talk about it at the pick six.
Yeah.
But it definitely is, to me, one of the bigger developments of the week in the NFL Combine.
But it also matters, like, what is Travis Hunter a cornerback or is he a wide receiver as far as the first defensive
player? Those are more fun debates.
Right? I mean,
that's a fun debate. Thing to worry about.
I love that debate.
Yeah.
If you're Abdul Carter, I feel bad for his camp and the kid and everything.
That's it.
Because this is a guy that we thought was Micah Parsons. Like, and he might still be.
Where's his number? Goes to his school. Has talked about that. That's
stock plummeting right there. So we'll talk about that. The Bulls also big winners last night.
Well, big losers make some big winners. They were in that game.
I'm looking at Dustin. Like, the whole time. They lost, but they're big winners, according to Dustin. Did you hear the glee in his voice when he was reporting the Bulls lost during the pregame show?
Well, it was one of those perfect losses if you're a team that needs to lose. And I guess based on the ping pong balls, you got to keep losing.
Big winners for that crowd. Big losers to me, because I think that was a game they could have won.
Yeah, they could have won that game. It was a close game.
The Zach Collins game.
They were in that game the whole game.
It was competitive down to the last possession. James Harden did what James Harden does.
Is it possible, and I'm making a joke here, so don't anybody take it seriously. Is it possible they're going to end up winning the Zach LaVine deal? That's a joke, because they're all out of contract. I'm just making a joke.
Well, Zach Collins is better than I thought he was. Did they stumble into a big man?
Well, they fell into that one because Vooch was out. I mean, if Vooch is playing, if Jalen Smith's healthy, you're not going to see the guy.
38 minutes for Zach Collins.
A sack attack!
and Herter. He played the third guy. He got 16 points or something. What's his name?
Jones.
So the three of them were on the floor at the same time at one point. And they were outdoing Zach.
And Josh Giddey got another double-double. The difference was Josh he had five Giddey. Turnovers, though.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Five turnovers.
But he's playing a lot better.
Give him two more million a year now after last night's
four
game?
4-4 from three, is that right? I mean, we're still hovering just over $15 million. We haven't gotten
it. Yeah, you're not
yet.
Even close to what he's going to make.
The thing with Josh Giddey, though.
Well, we haven't gotten it for the offer.
He was really good with OKC before Shea kind of took off. The thing
before
I think
they
here
got
is
good.
There's no Zach LaVine. So now the ball's more in his hands, so more stats, he's filling
That's
it up more.
That's a good
more.
Point.
That's all it is.
I wonder what Casey Johnson at 9 o'clock will say about the future of Josh Giddey, because the Bulls are in a position where they could let somebody else set the market, but are they willing
position,
to pay?
But they're not in position. If everyone's coming back, you don't trade Caruso for a guy and then he's a 1 year and off.
Theoretically,
right?
You don't, but they've done a lot of things that you would say theoretically they shouldn't do.
That's very true.
That's how we are in the situation we're in, watching the Bulls run in place. And last night was one of those games where they say big winners because a lot of people were celebrating that loss. I think that.
You hate doing that.
I do. It's just the worst thing about professional sports. I can't wait for the season to get over because of that, because every game you look at it that way. That was a competitive game. It was entertaining. And then people are happy at the end because they lost. Well, what? Why? That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah. Dustin, book Theo Epstein. We'll bring him on. We'll talk about it.
He ruined it for everybody, didn't he?
He's one of the people.
He's one of the guys. The Cubs, the Astros. They perfected the tank, and they benefited from it. So now it's intentionally losing to improve your chances percentage, like 10%. I know the numbers, but it just seems like it's hard. It's harder to watch them because of that.
I thought that was a very watchable game last night. Honestly, I was watching a lot of Loyola. But during the breaks, I would go over, and it wasn't like I was racing to get back. And the Ramblers, the only reason I didn't turn that off is because when your college team is basically up 10 the whole game, up 20 the whole game, that's a good game.
It's a good game.
It's a fun game to watch.
It's a fun game, and Loyola gets their 10th victory in the Atlantic 10, I believe.
Go Ramblers!
They're in a very good spot here in late February. Also, how about Michigan State?
That was incredible.
How about that 60-foot shot to beat Maryland at the buzzer.
And they didn't even know if it beat the buzzer. So the buzzer
beat it. For three. Call or no. Holloman looks the clock. Half court for the win. Oh! Oh, my goodness! Holloman from half court to win it on the road!
Then they had to go check, and they said, yeah, he did. That was the Big Ten Network thing.
Yes, and that was the highlight of the night. Tom Izzo gets the victory. What a shot. And at the buzzer, it was 55-55. You think if you have the ball 5 seconds left at home, you're going to at least go to overtime at the very worst? No. Sparty rebounds, throws up a prayer. It's answered.
Yeah.
And Tom Izzo smiling.
It was fun. It was fun to see.
Fun. Fun night in college basketball. Porter Moser, your guy, lost to Kentucky, though. Oklahoma, Kentucky.
Wow, why would you ruin the great buzz we had going with Loyola then Michigan State?
Well, maybe think of Porter when you said Loyola. I always think of Porter. I wish he was doing better. They started out strong.
We were talking a little bit about Porter off the air. That didn't get on the air, did it, yesterday? But we did go over a lot of the Oklahoma stuff. We knew they got in the SEC, Oklahoma, in part to have games like that where Kentucky, you play a team like Kentucky, right? So that's why you join a conference like that, and unfortunately it didn't work out.
The thing about joining a conference like that is you have to play teams like Kentucky.
Well, the thing about joining a conference like that, all of a sudden it's the best basketball conference.
There's 14 NCAA tournament teams and 18 teams in the conference.
Are you kidding me? Good God. If you're one of the four, you're in trouble.